Time is 7:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. While health officials have stressed that those who are at most risk for getting the COVID-19 illness are elderly and in poor health, there has been an uptick in cases among younger people. Such is the case in Arkansas, as yesterday Governor Asa Hutchinson revealed some new data during his press conference on the status of COVID-19 in the state.
The cases grew from 190 on May 17th to 278. That's a 46% increase in the cases among the 0 to 17 age group.
While Arkansas does have some of the lowest number of COVID-19 infections and deaths, there still is a risk among all ages for getting the disease. Hutchinson says older Arkansans are doing a good job at taking precautions, but younger citizens who may feel they are invincible from the virus need to do more. Arkansas's latest number of COVID-19 cases reported is 6,277 with 120 deaths and 4,424 recoveries. And in a related story, Louisiana health officials say 13 children in the state have developed a rare inflammatory disease related to the new coronavirus, and one has died. Governor John Bel Edwards gave an update Wednesday on Louisiana cases of what is now known as multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children.
We don't yet know exactly what causes it, but we know there is a relationship to the virus with these children, that they've had it or that they've been in contact with someone who actually had COVID-19 disease. And it can be serious and it can be deadly. But most children who are diagnosed with this condition do get better with appropriate medical care.
The Centers for Disease Control issued an advisory about the syndrome earlier this month. Symptoms include fever, abdominal pain, diarrhea, vomiting, rash, red or cracked lips, bumpy tongue, and swollen extremities. The number of cases reported in Louisiana so far is a small percentage of the 38,497 known COVID-19 cases in the state as of Wednesday. The total number of COVID-19-related deaths for Louisiana is 2,617 deaths reported and 28,700 presumed recoveries. As to when Louisiana will be moving into phase two of the state reopening to more relaxed standards, Governor Edwards said he was encouraged by the declining COVID-19 trajectory, but wouldn't offer a firm commitment of when phase two would be happening. He did, however, stress the importance of people practicing public safety measures such as social distancing and wearing masks in public.
The mask is a huge part of making sure that we don't have a spike in cases again like we saw a couple of months ago. And so I really am asking people to heed the CDC guidance on this, the Department of Health guidance on this.
Edwards said he plans to analyze the latest data on COVID-19 and make an announcement Monday or Tuesday as to whether the state can enter Phase 2 reopening on June 5th. This is Red River Radio.